Article Day, the Faraway, Northwest London. Friday, Yisrochag Pesach, 23rd of Nisan, 14th of April, Rabbi Yitzchok Spitzer Schlita, gluten-free matzahs. This week's Torah is sponsored by Nishmas, the late Mr. Richard Kaufman, Rabbi Yaakov ben Avraham Tolly, Zichrona Livracha.
Morning. Today we're going to discuss gluten-free matzah, even though it's after Pesach. This has ramifications. We got a bracha, which we assume that anything else chamesh smine dagon, you'll have hamotzi and mezoinus. But today we'll discuss the matzah aspect of it. 6% of people have some sort of gluten intolerance, so they can't take gluten, or gluten makes them problems. And there are diseases, Crohn's, colitis. These people usually have a gluten intolerance, and what's spelt usually is okay for them. Then there's a disease called celiac disease. Celiac disease works that the antibodies of the person mistake gluten, they take it. Celiac is more of a genetic disease, and therefore some doctors claim the Bachasidim they have more because they marry into each other, so the gene spreads further, it doesn't get diluted by the genetics, so there's more of that. And so a whole year, they have what to do. People who suffer from celiac, colitis, so there's enough products on the market in Kirit. The problem happens when Pesach comes. Pesach matzah is made out of wheat, whole wheat, and there weren't many more options until a few years ago. These people had a serious problem, and it's not for them. So, celiac usually will eat oat matzahs, which is a fairly new invention, make matzahs out of oats. Some can't take other. Again, why do we let dough twice? If you try to work with the dough right away, it's too sticky. You can't work with the dough right away. Why? Because every wheat has in it, every kernel has in it naturally, something called gluten. Gluten has to develop. It takes time for the gluten to develop, so it rises. The gluten develops together with the yeast. Then you can make chal out of it, and then you let it rise to reach its full potential. What happens? Gluten is kishmoy kenhu. It's glue. Gluten is a kind of glue. And how does chimutz work? You put in yeast in the dough. Yeast with the sugars create an effect. It releases a gas. It releases a carbon dioxide. The carbon dioxide gas will blow up the dough. But the dough can only rise as much as the glue that keeps the gas in. Right? Let's take a regular balloon that we blow for birthday parties. If the balloon is not closed in the back, you could blow as much air as possible. If they're really thicker, it would be able to grow even bigger. It would be able to stretch itself further. Therefore, for challah, we use high gluten yeast. What does high gluten do? High gluten means that the thickness of the glue is strong. So the carbon dioxide gas starts growing in the dough, it blows up and blows up, and the stronger the glue on top of it is to keep it in, that's how much it can rise. Because after that, the gas will go out, and you'll be left with a flat dough. So therefore, after the glue rises, the gluten develops. You work with it again, you braid it, but now you just suppress all the carbon dioxide inside, all the gas inside that the dough has to rise from. So now you let it rise again, because the yeast effect will still continue to work. It'll still rise a little bit, and the glue will keep it. So years ago, there was a shoyl that asked Rav Volner about gluten matzah, not gluten matzah. Why? Because the Mechaber says in Siman Chaf Nun Gimel, right, so chitim is wheat, sa'irim is barley, kusman is spelt, shibay l'shiel is oats, and shifan is red. These are the chitim. Or no, he means that because stama, chitim is the main mint, it's chav to most people, so eat chitim. But if you have a different type that you like better, eat that type. But lamayis the pashas are a moth that says to take chitim. Our minik is to take chitim. Even the different min that you like better, even if you like spelt better, you eat chitim. And azot kapaskent the Mishnah Berurah. So the Gemara says only something that could come to the chimutz. Kol sheyesh noy bebaltoy chametz yesh noy ba'achilas mata. You can only be yoitza mata with something that can reach a level of chimutz. And therefore, there's a nishmas kayak, gluten. So now done that gluten is the kayak machametz in a dough. And so the shame to leaven that's totally in this machlok is by made payers. What's the shayla by made payers? If made payers can't become chametz, if you make a dough with made payers, it can't become chametz. So maybe you can't. You can't be yotze yechayvus matzah with it. That's not
what it was. During the baking, you can just leave it. You don't have to worry about it.
So now, there's really no sense. It's a really theoretical question because, like, how do you move starch? The starch you make go at it. You let it rise, and you pour water on it with pressure. The glue will keep together itself. It'll form like a glue ball, like a white ball. It'll settle to the bottom of water. The rest of the starch that was separated from the power washing will be all over the place, and then they heat up the water, and all the water evaporates, and then they're left in the bottom of the pot with a ball of glue and a whole bunch of little crumbs of wheat starch. So this you can never make matzah out of such things. If you can glue, you can still make matzah out of starch, which is said, even though the starch can't become chametz. But just like the Yomei Peiris, that even something that can't become chametz, because chitim in, that could become chametz, so it should be okay. But lamaisa, there is no such a thing.
When you separate it, it became already chametz.
Yes, first you make it a dough, and then you separate it. So
those people need it, depend on spell of...
This? No, it's chametz. It's chametz gomer.
For health reasons.
Oh, I have to ask a nutritionist. I don't know. I just got some facts here about nutrition. I don't know everything. There is actually, it's fairly new, but there is for people who they see that wheat makes them suffer, they don't have to go to spelt or to. I'll explain a little bit. There was oats really also have gluten. Oat matzah has gluten. So Asher Westheim said, it's not that oats have gluten, because the place where they plant oats, they plant it close to the place where they grow wheat, so there are kernels constantly flying from one to the other. And therefore, the oats get gluten too. But if you would plant oats far away from any wheat, there would be no gluten in the oats. And Rabbi Westheim, when he said, and therefore people that suffer from celiac were able to eat those matzah.
There's no rising. Oats are not rising.
Oh, which is a very good question. We'll get to that. So, oats have something else. So, the title was of this hanocha, that gluten is the koyach hamachamet, is true or false? So the biggest raya that not is oat matzah. Oat dough will also rise, it has no gluten. So we see that the koyach hachimut is not gluten. Takar Meir Bransdorf, for a lot of gedolim, when they saw the oat doughs, they said, something else makes the koyach hamachamet, something else, a different gas, that's what we call chametz. The gluten is just a hechatimtza, meaning if there wouldn't be gluten, so the koyach hamachametz would just go in the air. Gluten is just a poil yitzah. High gluten is just the outcome of the koyach hamachametz will depend a factor of the gluten. But gluten is the chametz. Because oats doesn't have gluten. And it grows, it could be chametz, it's one of the chamesh saninim, and the mechav paskins, you could be yitzah matzah with oats, with matzah from oats. So that's the assumption. Oats has stickles, it's gluten. Evelyn does oats the same thing that gluten does to matzah. That does the same thing gluten does to wheat, Evelyn to oats. And he wants someone else, he wants Tainid, that really each one of the Chamesh Saminim has their own glue, their own name of what helps that grain rise. Just because no nafkamina lamaisa, the gabaciliac patients, all four minim besides oats, whoever suffers from celiac will suffer from all four minim. So they just called it all gluten, because Lamai Nafkaminia, they call each one a different name. But oats, where celiac patients don't suffer from. So instead of calling it gluten, over there they kept the original name of Evelyn. But really, each one of the Chamesh Saminim has a koyach. Each one really has a different name. We'll call them all gluten, but that is the koyach hamechametz. Now, there was also a lot of architim are not chitim anymore, really. Why? Because a lot of crops of wheat were dying. There were diseases that were going around by the crops of wheat. And they realized that the crops of the rye were not dying. So they were much saved. So we really should say that the reason some a lot of achlas and have sicknesses is because they're eating things that are so played around with, they're not original anymore. There are some nutritionists who found that an original wheat is called red fife. Everyone look it up. Red fife wheat. And they figured out that people who eat the original wheat, red fife wheat, will not have most of the problems that come to people with eating wheat. And there are already some matzah bakeries who make a small amount of red fife wheat matzahs for those who need it. The challenge that happens with spelt matzah and with oat matzah is, because the Ramah said the minig is, to take dafke chitim. That's one challenge. But we saw the Chak Yaakov, that if someone can have chitim, so there are other options. The challenge that happens with spelt and oat matzah is, there are different gemaras that indicate that chitim are not memal hachmetz, but to prepare to talk very easily, the Chak Yaakov along with us, but if Yosef Efrati wrote a long mimer against all the riots, Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote, even if this professor would, I don't know if he wrote it or he said it, that even if he would bring another 1,000 riots, you can't change a minute, sorry, in Klal Yisrael, we always knew that where the shul is oats, you can't, it won't help. Rav Yashiv wrote, it's possible that it's oats, he wrote, V'chalam ha'fakbek v'zeh, Einai elemen ha'matmian, Rav Moshe Sternbach writes, Achelik ha'isim ha'kuf lamed, that the holy soid of the mafakbakim is to be oikir mesoiro. And lamaiso, we know man that shiboy l'shual is oats, and the reason why it's called shiboy l'shual is because wheat grows that all the kernels are attached to the stalk. Oats grow that all the kernels are separate from the stalk. It looks like a fox's tail, which is all over the place. There are only one type of stalker than wheat, sort of original chito, which... But today's metzias is that chito is softer than soyim, and it's easier for people to digest also. But that wasn't the time of the Gemara. And the Mechaber Paskin, Sim Tofnun Gimel Sefeya, Idna Osir Lulsos Ben Chitam Ben Soyim, because we're not Baki and Lasisa, we don't know how to do it, so... From an that oats also milayim legabe. So there are sources that indicate that not only soyim is my lachmetz, but rye and spelt. Oats, maybe these things are also my lachmetz. Maybe only chitim is not my lachmetz. So that was one shiloh that Rabbi Wistam asked Rav Padov about. Rav Padov answered back that if you look in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Membovim and Aleph, Gemara says that the shir chimutz is a mill. Is a mill. Gemara doesn't make any chilukim between different types of grains. Shir chimutz is a mill, and that's what it is. The same mechaber that says that you can make matzah out of five minim says that if you leave the isa without touching it for a shir mill, so it becomes chametz. The mechaber doesn't say that there's difference between different minim. So hard, soft, that's what the gemara says. The gemara says the shir is a mill. Cheshiv Eifed writes for Westheim, Imkain, Ein kan shum sofik asher anoshim asher achilas chita kosher lebriyus. Some people that eating wheat damages their health. V'shibol l'shul yoyser noyach lam, that oats is easier for them. Shemuter lam lasis matzah m'shibol l'shul. Now the Menches Yitzchak, I don't know if he still lived in Manchester then, it was nice roll already. In chelik tesim imam tes, he was asked the same shiloh about oat wheat, about oat fiber. He brings that around as the rye is also like sperm. And there we have to be choshed, spelt, and oats maybe also like that. And the Mechsishchik says the Pelef and Azach, he says, the whole Seder Lishav Afiyas HaMatzah, there's Simen and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tof Nun Tes, that says the whole Seder, how a person is supposed to bake matzah to watch it from becoming chometz, he says the entire Shulchan Aruch is talking about matzah made out of wheat. Because that's what they always made matzah from, and that's what Shulchan Aruch is talking about. He told whoever was trying to make oat matzah or spelt matzah, if you would try to make matzah out of any other min besides chitim, you would have to write a new Shulchan Aruch, he writes. He says, you'd have to be mechaber, a new Shulchan Aruch, chodesh, bevir, kol prat, the prat, and me, who could take on self stach rayas to write a new Shulchan Aruch about the other minim. The Shulchan Aruch is only referring to wheat. Dr. Mechas, yes, Dr. Weiss, but ladati lo shchiach choyle bezeh. It's kemat that you won't find such a person that's so sick that he can't eat even once a year one kazayas matzah. That's already pushing it. Meaning maybe you'll have some gas pains, this and that, but He won't become a chayla. The world won't turn over if once a year he eats matzah made out of wheat. And there's only a chiyuv to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. The rest of Pesach, you don't have to eat matzah. So then you make a small little dough very fast, only the shear that you need for a kazayas. Al-Darach HaRos Shah, he writes, and he's only being matzah kefi how much he needs to be makan the mitzvah chilas matzah. He held the chayyur that if you make a very small dough, and you do it very fast, so then it won't reach shear chimutz, even if things are memarav lahachatz. But now there's another problem that used to be with the oat matzah. So Lomaisa, I think Lomaisa the poskim nemon that the Menchus Yitzchak is a very big chiddush, because the Mechaber has a simon of which minim you can use for matzah. The Mechaber is all five minim. The Ramah says the minig is to use chitim. The Mechaber goes on to talk about the say the lishva of matzah. The Mechaber doesn't say he's only talking to them. So even though there's a Gemara that maybe Meir Lahakmas, but even in the Gemara we don't find the Gemara. So my pair is that because Ozak really does have the mech, it has Evelyn that lets it grow, it has a koyach hamechametz, you took it out, it doesn't mean that this is a mitzvah from min that can't become chametz, because the min could become chametz, you did a pu'ula that it shouldn't be able to become chametz, that's not a shter. It's a different thing, it's my meperut a dough, doesn't let it become chametz. There's a whole sort of meperus.
You mean they're putting kluten?
What?
There's
a sugya of meperus that under certain circumstances, my parents could stop something from becoming chametz. That's what they say to become chametz. And today's day is not naked anymore. Because today's days, they have a different way of taking out the enzymes by itself. To the brook samples, sofak brokas, to the hold that you kyoitza the bismatza with oats that were roasted and actually chimutz. Now, I think this concludes that today's days we make chitim out of something called soft ready winter wheat, right? There's different harvests of wheat, different times of the year. There's hard wheat, there's soft wheat, there's winter wheat, there's different wheats. Today we use soft ready winter wheat. Soft ready winter wheat, you can see it says that it's much softer than come out any other in. It's softer than any other in. But there are different types of wheat that are made that are harder.